AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is in Angola, his first presidential visit to sub-Saharan Africa. Back at home, there are questions about the president's decision to pardon his son Hunter after saying many times he wasn't going to pardon him. Hunter Biden was scheduled to be sentenced soon on gun and tax convictions. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He wrestled with it. He thought about it. And he believed, and what he saw, was that his son was singled out. And so he made this decision. And once he made the decision, which was this weekend, he decided to move forward with it and not to wait.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis says this is a bad precedent that could be abused by later presidents and will sadly tarnish President Biden's reputation. Prosecutors say a former Kansas detective accused of sexually assaulting black women is dead. Roger Gablewski's trial was supposed to start today. He was 71. No cause of death was given. The Supreme Court is hearing a vaping case over decisions by federal regulators to block sweet vaping products after e-cigarette use spiked among kids. Deputy Solicitor General Eric Gannon says vaping companies were claiming their products helped people to stop smoking.
They said that the research is in its infancy, but their own review of the scientific literature said that no conclusions can be drawn about the association of e-cigarette flavors and smoking cessation.
The Food and Drug Administration has denied more than a million applications. A judge has thrown out a lawsuit by a Georgia gun owner who sought to challenge a Savannah City ordinance that imposes fines and potential jail time for people who leave firearms inside unlocked cars. California Governor Gavin Newsom and state lawmakers are back at the state capitol to begin a special session to protect the state's progressive policies ahead of another Trump presidency. This is AP News. Thousands of giant panda sculptures will soon be seen around Hong Kong,
where enthusiasm for the bears has grown since two cubs were born in a local theme park. The 2,500 exhibits will be publicly displayed at the Avenue of Stars in Tsim Sha Tsui, one of Hong Kong's popular shopping districts, this weekend before setting their footprint at three other locations this month. Exhibition organizer SK Lam:
"We think this is a great idea to bring, 2,500 all together to celebrate the Hong Kong panda in Hong Kong."
The displays reflect Hong Kong's use of pandas to boost its economy as the Chinese financial hub works to regain its position as one of Asia's top tourism destinations. I'm Karen Shamas.
Author Stephen King's radio stations in Bangor, Maine are going silent at the end of the year. King says at 77, it's time to say goodbye to the stations, which have been losing money for years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.